Good morning, Caltech. This is Jessica. How can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing? Is John in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Cardiff?
Yes, correct.
Okay, hold. Sure. Hold on one moment.
Good morning.
Hey, John. Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeremiah. How are you?
Doing well. How's your Friday going?
It's going good so far.
Good to hear.
It'll go better when I get through with you, huh?
I'm hoping so.
I hope so.
So I want to give you an update on your file. You got a few minutes?
All right. Yes.
Okay. So here's the situation that we came across here. It was tough getting you some money here. And the reason why, because of your credit, it's at 564. So it's...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So why is that?
Let me pull it up here.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So
it's 702 about 2 weeks ago, so I don't know what's going on.
You know what? You're running your credit with everybody. You have inquiries on there that are really just hurting you.
That's why it is.
Yeah.
So why should that affect my credit status of paying bills?
Well, it doesn't.
Because of inquiries.
Let me pull it up. It's great. Yeah. Great question. Let me get you some details here. I'll pull up your credit report. Okay. So it was the tax liens, the credit score, the inquiries are, it is what it is. Doesn't tell you whether or not you're paying it back or not. So it's kind of, we don't look into that too much, but we do look at the score. So the score that it's at, the tax liens that were on there, you're considered a high risk loan, you know, a high risk customer here. So this is what I got for you. Okay. I know it's not going to be here. I like everybody chuckling here.
Jesus.
But the great thing about this is that I got you an approval, okay? Right now I can get you, looks like $90,000, okay? Now,
whoa,
this
is all at once?
All at once, okay?
Come on, that's a joke.
I know, but here's the thing, okay? What this is an introductory program, okay?
Oh, sure.
A lot of people aren't going to be giving you money right now because of the situation that's kind of, you know, the credit score, the tax liens. It's going to be difficult to get money somewhere. And what you need to do is establish a relationship with somebody and start building off of that. We want to. I have been fighting for you, going back and forth with underwriting, trying to make something happen. This is what I was able to get. An introductory program for $90,000, and it's a short term, so it'll be about 6-month loan. Halfway into that, about 3 months in, we revisit, see how you've been paying us, everything's good, and we try to get you on a better program.
Hey, look, we've been paying bills for 35 years, and mm-hmm. we're not going to change the way we do business. That's just the way it is. And so, you know, that's what we've been doing for 35 years. If that's not a good enough record, you guys are looking at the wrong objectives.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have the exact, you know, details of what the underwriter, you know, is looking at specifically. I was just told from the credit score, the tax liens, that it's considered a high risk, and we're not collateralizing any of the loan. So most times, you know, banks feel safe when they can collateralize something attached to it. We're not. We're giving it to you based on your word of saying you're going to pay it back. So which is why it's a high risk loan, but
it's not a high risk loan. I disagree with that totally. We've already proven that. We've paid back all kinds of money to national funding and to Rapid. So what's the difference?
Well,
so the underwriter's not looking at it right.
Well, let me tell you this. Okay, all we can go off is not that we don't trust you or believe you. We can only go off our past. Right, and previous experiences with other business owners, okay? So what's happened before is we've done that. We've evaluated other businesses who've taken loans out with other companies and paid them. However, for some reason, sometimes there's a good percentage that after they start to get other loans, like their fourth or fifth loan, there's a chance they could default. Okay, that's not saying you're going to do that, or you know, but the past experiences with what businesses we've worked with, there's a percentage of people after a certain amount of loans, they just default. So they know that, and we don't have any experience with you personally. We're only going off, of course, what you've done with Funding Circle and anybody else that you're taking money from, but it doesn't mean you won't default in the future, right? We don't know what could happen. So again, that's why they want to start something off with you, and it's a smaller loan. I know you wanted the higher amount, and I tried to get it to you, but this is all I was able to get to you right now.
They don't even come close. They don't even come up to 50%.
I know.
Well, that's not good.
I know.
What we need the money for is what we need the money for.
Yeah, and so, I get it.
That's why we applied. I'm checking with a lot of different companies because they all say they can do this and do that.
Yeah.
And yet when the bottom line comes around, that's just a sales pitch.
Sure.
We've been at this a long time, so we read that into it, and we're not interested in doing $90,000 just to prove our value.
Yeah.
We've already done that after 35 years in business, and you know, and then 30 years prior to that in a similar business. What is this? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And as far as the credit scores are being caused by the people we're applying to, then...
Hello?
Did you get that, Barvin? Hello? Are you there?
John, if you can hear me, I'm going to call you right back. Looks like the call dropped here.
All right.